Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're seeing flash flooding. We're seeing the wildfires. We have to get a handle on this. Otherwise, we're all going to be looking for seats on the Branson rocket, the Bezos rocket, the Musk rocket, for another place that's habitable for human life.
All right, blast off.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That does not mean that you are to protect that temple unless Facebook and talk radio freaks tell you otherwise.
Who are those freaks?
Howie Carr.
I think every kid going to school should have a mask on to protect those who just have chosen not to be vaccinated and those who can't be.
We're not doing that in Florida, okay? We need our kids to breathe.
Think of the children. Won't somebody please think of the children?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
As you probably have heard, in the city of Boston, masks will be mandated in the public schools again. Even though we've talked about this column before, Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins wrote something for the Wall Street Journal this week that of the 335 kids who died with COVID, according to the CDC, he had a group research that. CDC didn't do that because they only have 21,000 employees. But of the 335 kids who died of COVID, they died with COVID, not from COVID, because they all had underlying comorbidities, like, for instance, leukemia. So it's basically a virus that's not going to kill kids, but they're all going to have to wear masks in Boston. And, you know, I know the acting mayor is, running for reelection, and, she was elected to a seat in one of the smallest voting districts in the city. She was elected with 3,800 votes. Now she's running for the mayoral job in the 10th largest metropolitan area in the country. And, I just think she's taken the cowardly way out, the path of least resistance. You know, she knows she's going to take crap, but she, you know, the Karens are going to give her more crap than the normal people who want the kids, like Governor DeSantis said in Florida, want kids to be kids. So she's just going along to get along. We're going to have Marty McCary on in about an hour, a little over an hour from now, and we'll ask him about this. But it's just so crazy to have these kids masked like this. First of all, though, it's, you know, and here in woke America today, we're a better country today now that the Cleveland Indians have been renamed, or are going to rename themselves, the Cleveland Guardians. The Cleveland Guardians. Each of these new woke names is more meaningless than the last one, isn't it? The Cleveland Guard. What the hell does that mean? Why don't they call them the Cleveland Mall Cops? It's, you know, they, I tell you one thing they couldn't call them. They couldn't call them the Cleveland Guardian Angels. You know why? Because those are vigilantes. Those are right-wing extremists like Bernie Goetz on the New York subways. And, of course, the head of the Guardian Angels, a guy named Curtis Sliwa, who is now the Republican candidate for mayor in New York City. So you can't call them the Guardian Angels, but you can call them the Guardians. And, of course, that's also the name of the Manchester Guardian, the English newspaper that is the font of many of the most absurd anti-Trump conspiracy theories. Personally, though, I thought the better name for the team was, you know, I loved Chief Wahoo. I thought he was a funny guy. I have some of the Cleveland memorabilia, and I don't plan to get rid of it. It's more collectible than ever now. But if I had to rename the Cleveland Indians, I think we should go back to a historical event in Cleveland history. And that would be when the Cuyahoga River caught on fire back in 1969.
Unknown big river, a burn on. Burn on, big river. Burn on.
See, it's, I mean, it's, that's how historical the event was. Randy Newman immortalized it in song. It happened in June of 1969. I looked it up today, and the river caught fire, and the flames were shooting five stories high in the sky. It took them about a half an hour to put out the flames. And it wasn't the first time that the river caught on fire. But wouldn't that be better, the Cleveland Burning Rivers? And then they could...
I like that name.
Yeah, and you could have... You know, you could have something. They got that new stadium in downtown. It's really kind of nice. I've never been inside, but I've been by it a couple of times. It replaced the Mistake on the Lake, as they called it, which was the old Cleveland Memorial Stadium, which sat about 100,000 people. But you know, there were usually about 1,000 people sitting in it for the games of the Cleveland Burning Rivers. And it's a nice place. They could you know, dig a trench and you know, set it on fire, you know, in the seventh inning. Instead of singing Sweet Caroline, they could set the river on the trench or the pool or the pond on fire. I don't know. I it's just so absurd.
Probably get canceled too, because fire water.
Yeah, but the Indians are gone now. We don't have to worry about the...
It's all about name association.
Yeah, but it's a burning river.
I guess Providence calls it water fire, so, yeah.
I don't know. It makes you shudder to think what they're going to rename the WTFs. The WFT, Washington Football Team, formerly known as the Washington Redskins. What are they going to rename them? I mean, I was going to say it couldn't be any worse than the Guardians, but it actually probably will be worse than the Guardians. All right. 781, next, will John Henry change the name of the Red Sox to the Blue Sox so it better represents the woke community? The White Sox is very racist. What should their new name be? The White Sox. Yeah, exactly. 339, going to Red Sox tomorrow, got tickets through a very woke organization, got an email today saying they highly recommend wearing a mask at the game and failure to do so may affect future ticket disbursement. I guess I won't be getting any more tickets. I mean, what is next? What if you want to watch the game on TV? Do you have to wear a mask then too? How about if you want to listen to it on the radio when you're driving in your car? Do you have to put a mask on then?
They're only recommending masks and saying future ticket sales to you may be affected if you don't wear one.
So, I mean, yeah, is someone going to be, jotting down whether you show? Is this going to be like going to homeroom in the morning in middle school or something, and they're going to take attendance and to make sure that you're wearing a mask? Who's that sitting over there in row 4A? Who's in seat 4A? He's wearing a mask, but he's got it. It's off his nose. You're only going to be allowed to go into the bleacher seats next year because you brought a mask, but you didn't wear it over your nose. Ugh. A couple of people are saying the Washington woke. How about the Washington wokesters? I don't know. I don't know. The Cleveland Guardians. What does that mean? It's like the Washington Wizards. You know, you could make the argument the Washington Bullets wasn't the best name, but at least it indicated that, you know, you were taking action. What the hell is a Washington Wizard? It's just such a worthless name. I don't know. A lot of these names are going to have to go, though, and not just the White Sox, but I think there'll be more that will have to go. How about the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers? You know, the 49ers, there were mainly Hispanics and indigenous peoples living in California until the Gold Rush of 1849. I mean, why are we commemorating the Eurocentric invasion of the golden state of California in 1849. I think we should get rid of that name, 49ers. I could probably think of, and Green Bay Packers. Packers. You know what they're packing, right? They're packing meat. They're slaughtering sentient creatures and putting them in cans. That's got to, the Packers have got to go. I can think of more, and the Oilers are gone. The Houston Oilers have turned into the Tennessee Titans. But I don't know. I could think the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, talk about Eurocentric invaders. What could be worse than the Cowboys? Anyway, we can get rid of some more of these names as we go along. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. Right now we're out of them. We just ordered some more. They'll be here next week. We love them. They come wrapped in foil. They taste delicious. You just put a couple in your pocket when you leave wherever you are in the morning. And just pop them whenever you feel like you need a boost to your brain blood flow. And, makes you think a little more sharply. From the maker of Super Beats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein, and it's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Get your Super Beats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
The Massachusetts General Court, the legislature, in its infinite wisdom, is now considering the possibility of bringing back happy hours, which were outlawed in Dukakis's second term when he came back in 1983. And happy hours, that means basically two for ones at the bars for a certain limited number of hours every day. And I don't know how they draw it up exactly this time, but that's basically what it works out to, is happy hour. And everybody got very happy. And sometimes they drove afterwards. There were fatalities, and you know, it was a puritanical mood when Dukakis came back, and they increased the drinking age. First, the drinking age was 21, then it went down to 18, then it was raised to 20, then it was raised to 21, where it is now. But anyway, that's going to be our poll question. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should happy hour be reinstated in Massachusetts?
I would vote for anything to remove the stain of M. Stanley Dukakis from the Commonwealth. Yes, I vote for return to happy hour.
88% say yes.
88% remember Mike Dukakis's.
Are there any like bar owners or restaurant owners that were around then that are around now that would know how to run a happy hour?
Oh, I think it's pretty easy to run a happy hour.
I've never been able to attend.
I had much experience with them in the old days at the Purple Shamrock, like I said, across from City Hall. You just say, I'll have a beer. You know what happens, Taylor? You get two beers. Okay. Two beers arrive. Okay? That's how it works. It's pretty simple. 844-500-4242. Justine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justine.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to make a statement about AOC. Isn't it convoluted that you're making big bucks on your designer clothes, mm-hmm, on capitalism, and yet you're pushing socialism? How does that work?
You know how it works, Justine. It's a cottage industry by all the woke people that make a lot of money. They're making millions and they hate America. And part of their brand is hating America. Again, she used to be a bartender and she got elected to Congress as a socialist. She did a terrible thing to her district by stopping the Amazon distribution center or whatever it was in her own congressional district, cost tens of thousands of jobs, cost the city tens of millions of dollars in property taxes. You're right. She makes a lot of money. She has a huge campaign account. She has a designer dog, a French bulldog puppy. She lives in one of the nicest parts of the District of Columbia. It's nice. She's the classic demonstration poster gal, you might say, of a limousine liberal. That's exactly what she is, a limousine liberal. Thanks for the call, Justine. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
How long before AOC claimed she heard those gunshots in D.C. last night?
You know, I was thinking that too, Lee. You know, people like Jim Acosta, the Fox News producers, the someone from the Huffington Post, they all now have more combat experience than AOC. You know, if you didn't hear it, there's this hoity-toity dining establishment, La Diplomate. And that's where all the beautiful people go to eat. And last night there was a shooting. Two guys jumped out of a car and they started shooting at some people in the restaurant. And they didn't kill them, but they wounded them. And then they ran away. And all the media and God only knows how many congressmen and aides saw the whole thing happen. And now the police chief of Washington, D.C. was all bent out of shape. He was just given a live press conference as he was walking down the street. He's really angry. He's blaming judges and they're all, and the blue check marks. It's an amazing thing. The blue check marks are saying, you know what this was? This was MAGA losers. They lost the election and now they're going crazy. And I saw the surveillance video. I could be wrong, but I'm kind of thinking they're not deplorables, the shooters. And another blue check mark tweeted out, blame your Republican reps for this. Like there are a lot of Republicans in D.C. I think Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton got like 95-96% of the vote. And D.C. is one of the gun-free zones. And yet somehow there were still these diners were shot down. And this isn't the only place where there's been out of control violence. There was the Humboldt Parks on the west side of Chicago. Been a lot of violence there. There was a party bus on Wednesday around midnight, and it pulled into a gas station. And these two guys just jumped out and they shot out the windows of all the windows on the party bus. And they wounded, I think, 8 people. I mean, again, they all survived, thank goodness. But then you have the three murder suspects have been let go in the city of St. Louis in the last couple of weeks. Things are out of control. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. I've just been thinking about all the names of the teams that have to be changed. You know, this is the Guardians, just another small step for person kind. The New York Jets, once we pass the Green New Deal, AOC's dream, the Jets are gone. I don't know what they'll be.
The New York Light Rails.
Oh.
Mm, see, I still got
it. They'll be even worse then. They'll be even worse. They'll be stalled permanently.
The New York Lithium Batteries.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The New York Teslas.
That seems that would seem like an appropriate name, the Lithium Batteries, because they play on an old waste dump site in New Jersey.
The New York Canoes. The New York Bicycles.
How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Now, that name has to be changed. I mean, those are Eurocentric pirates, the ultimate colonialists, Buccaneers. The New Orleans Saints. Saints? A Christian concept? A Roman Catholic concept? That's got to go.
The New Orleans Vegans. Or as you like to say, Vegans.
Vegans. How about the Indianapolis Colts? That's toxic masculinity. Can we make them the Indianapolis Geldings? Or should they become the Indianapolis Mayors?
What about the Indianapolis Fauchis?
The Fauchis.
I'm just thinking of things that are acceptable in our society right now.
Right. Yeah. I think Geldings would be acceptable. But, you know, I won't get into who would really be identifying with the rooting for the Indianapolis Geldings. There'd be many, many, many in the nation's capital, I believe.
The Tampa Bay Fact Checkers.
That's true. That's a good one. Yes. Yeah. And don't forget the Atlanta Braves and the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, I know. They're doomed. I mean, and I don't understand Chiefs. I don't think of Chief. A chief can be in any ethnic group, as far as I can see.
No, but it's origin. It's origin story.
Their logo's an arrowhead. Come on.
Well, they get rid of the arrow. Where do they play, Taylor?
I don't know.
Arrowhead Stadium. Is that going to be changed too?
Yes, it does, Archie Bunker. Get on board. All right? Things are changing. You either are with it or you're without it.
The Washington Windmill.
Oh, I like that.
I always go for alliteration. Washington Windmills.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But the thing is that, you know, most of those windmills aren't moving most of the time. So you'd say the Washington, the windmills offense stalled yesterday like a hot summer day. That's how you could write your lead when they lost a game.
Oh, gosh.
And they only had 50 yards total offense.
They don't make reporters like you anymore, Howie.
No, they don't. When will the woke Nazis go after the New York Yankees? Yeah, that's another one.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, yeah, and someone says Giants, the New York Giants, the Tennessee Titans. Those. What about small people?
These all feel very masculine too. You know, a lot of toxic masculinity.
How about the Cleveland Solar Cells?
I like that.
Well, they've got a name now, the Guardians. The Guardians. All right, Grace, what have you got for the news today?
All right, so there's a lot of talk about vaccine hesitancy and how it's, you know, all MAGA Trump people, credulous boomer rubes, people like Howie who want to, you know, keep the names, the chiefs, you know, those kind of people are the ones who are, you know, a little nervous about the vaccine. But what's becoming interesting is there's a lot of other groups of people just individuals who are voicing their concerns. And it will be interesting to see how the media covers this. One story is that 30% of illegal aliens crossing the border do not want the vaccine. And as you always point out, Howie, there's a lot of other diseases and problems that come with illegal aliens crossing the border besides COVID, but that is one issue where they're not interested in the vaccine, at least 30%.
Did you see that Joe Biden has kept the Canadian border shut down for another month? There are a higher percentage of Canadians vaccinated than Americans, but Joe Biden won't open the Canadian border. It's crushing places like Buffalo, you know, which is right on the border. And they're begging, saying, please open it up. Yet they won't let vaccinated Canadians who who want to spend money here, but they're letting people who are unvaccinated, don't speak English, have no means of support, will never work for a living. They're just going to go on welfare. They're letting them swarm the country.
Yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, obviously it's bad for businesses, but also I was thinking about this the other day. Some people who are here, who are originally from Canada, they haven't seen their families in a really long time. I was talking to someone yesterday from England, and he's been trying to get home to see his family for over a year. And now he's been doubly vaccinated for months, and it's still very, very difficult. Yeah. It's sad, really. But this is an interesting story. So yesterday we talked about the NFL and how the NFL decided that if a team has a COVID outbreak, they will not get to postpone the game. They will not get a redo. They have to forfeit the game and take the loss.
Right.
Which affects their playoff seeding.
How about it affects the betting? That's the most important thing.
That's what you're concerned about, money bags. I'm on to you.
I want to know what the policy is going to be on all the betting sites.
That's a good question.
And not to mention the illegal bookmakers. There are a few still left, you know.
Yeah, it's rare, but yes, it's true. Well, DeAndre Hopkins, he's a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. That might have to get changed too, by the way, because as you guys know, bird names are racist.
Birds are racist, and the Cardinals also from Roman Catholicism.
So the Arizona.
Well, they're the bird. I mean, they got the picture, the logo of the, it's the bird, not
Chiefs
a red.
Chiefs have the arrowhead.
Not
you still
a
made
red
that
hat.
Argument.
But you know birds are racist from the Wall Street Journal or
see,
the Washington Post.
But they're using birds as the fallback here. You know, the Stanford University used to be the Indians, and now they are the Cardinals. That's singular, just one cardinal, not multiple cardinals, just one.
But Howie, the fallback isn't cutting it anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? The fallback itself is problematic.
I think you just need, everything needs to be named like the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, it needs to be,
Or the lightning.
The wind.
Yeah. Or the
it needs to be an element.
Tulsa isn't Tulsa the purple hurricanes? I've never seen a purple hurricane, but I think or are they purple tornado? Something there's something purple.
The blue rain, that could be one of them. You just have to pick an
How
element.
How about the purple haze?
I don't think we should have anything with climate change involved. That just reminds us the world's going to end in 9 years or whatever.
How about the New Orleans Ice Age?
Oh my gosh, not okay.
You know where the name
was? You've gone too far. You've crossed the line.
You know where the Los Angeles Lakers comes from, right? You guys don't know that. You're too young.
Yeah, I don't
know. Lakes region?
Yeah, but why do you associate Los Angeles with lakes?
No, it used to be in Minnesota, right?
Right, there you go. I'm surprised you knew that, Taylor.
I'm not that dumb.
If you didn't know Arrowhead Stadium.
I am. But I'm not a sports girl. I never have been.
I'm just looking out. How about they rename the Washington football team the Trees?
Yeah, but I think trees have a racist history too. I don't think you're really hitting your stride with this picking these names. I mean, you're picking
things
that are
problematic.
Yeah, there
are more trees in more affluent communities. There are fewer trees in more suburban.
Right, what's next? Are you going to choose highways? We know how racist those are.
How about sidewalks? The Washington sidewalks.
No.
How dare you relegate my walking to just one narrow strip?
Yeah. What's next? The bike lanes? Don't even get me started on that. We could be here all night.
Someone says the Pittsburgh pansexuals because pirates. If you're going to get rid of Buccaneers, you got to get rid of pirates. I like that one. Again, I like the alliteration, the Pittsburgh pansexuals.
Yeah, but I feel like that eliminates other people who are not pansexual, but maybe a different kind.
How about we name him? How about we go with a new Joe Biden name for the Saints, the New Orleans Interlocuteurs?
We need to find a word that is the least offensive word you could think of, and then we'll have all of the teams be that word with just different colors attached. So, what's a word that everybody likes?
Ice cream,
marshmallow.
Yeah, ice cream. So it would be the blue ice creams, the red ice creams. The pink ice creams.
Magenta ice creams.
And then no one will have an issue with that.
But why can't it be the Arizona Butter Crunch?
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? Custard's going to get upset. Froyo's going to start a petition at change.org. Okay.
Pittsburgh Pistachio.
Now, this actually would be fun. All ice cream flavors. Joe Biden would approve. Now, before we go here, because we spent the whole time coming up with names, the reason I brought up DeAndre Hopkins is because he tweeted this out about the new rule. He said, "Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL." And then his next tweet was just, "Freedom?" question mark.
Does he play for the Texans?
No, the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Which is now going to be called the Arizona Custards.
No, I think they're going to be, they're going for Fudge Ripple.
Oh, and by the way, all these people now who are saying that, you know, Trump country is a death cult and we're all anti-vax, well, their old tweets are coming forward, and Joy Reid has a bunch. This is her September 17, 2020.
Joy Reid's time-traveling hackers have a bunch, Grace.
Yes.
Correction.
Yeah.
Correction. She had nothing to do with this. Hello? Give me the FBI.
More tweets are coming out. They've hacked me again. I mean, will anyone at all ever fully trust the CDC again? And who on God's earth would trust a vaccine approved by the US FDA? How do we get a vaccine distributed after this broken Trumpist nonsense has infected everything, even if Biden wins? Question mark. So that was just
September. And now she's saying that, now she's basically saying that you should be locked up if you won't get a vaccination.
You're partaking in a death cult. By the way, Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Howie will be riding in my Toyota very soon. It's a beautiful car, very roomy. But the best part about the car is the process of leasing it or buying it. When you go to Toyota of Portsmouth, everyone is so nice. There's no pressure. They figure out what you want, what you can afford. They're just great people there. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. And Howie, one last thing I wanted to tell you was, I was seeing today online, Howie talked a little bit yesterday about how the White House sets out these trial balloons and then everyone reacts and then they walk it back. And I was even noticing that today. It's like, so they decided because of the trial balloon that, okay, we're not going to try to redo all this. And then the media kind of got hold of that for today. And I saw a lot of different news sites saying the Delta variant, you know, it's obviously very transmissible, but it might not be around as long as people think. So there was already today, the talking point went out like, oh, we're going to have to move on. And then I saw people today talking about global warming, which is always a sign that COVID's running.
And don't forget there's a new variant that's warming up in the bullpen, Lambda, the Lambda.
I thought you were going to say the monkeypox.
It's like, you know, this is a real advantage if you went to a college where they have fraternities, because you're a lot more familiar with all of these variants.
I'm a Providence friar, if I can even call myself that anymore. Because of the Friars, I don't think that's going to pass the test.
There'll be a lot of ones. There's going to be the Deke variant, Delta Kappa.
My brother's a Deke.
Chi Psi. You know, it's going to be, they're all kind. The Tri-Delts, I mentioned that yesterday. That was Christine Blasey Ford's sorority at UNC.
Do you think Providence is going to be able to keep the Friar, or is that offensive?
It's Christian.
Yeah, so, okay.
Now, it's not as offensive as Crusader.
But it's up there.
It's still, I mean, anything that involves Christianity.
You should see the mascot.
I've seen him.
He's something.
Yeah. Not as offensive, though, as the old Elon College mascot, the Fighting Christian.
Oh, I shudder to even imagine.
You haven't seen my sweatshirt? I have an old style Elon College Fighting Christian sweatshirt. I'll show it to you.
I don't keep as good a track of your wardrobe as you think, but maybe wear it on Monday.
The Fighting Christian looks a lot like Jed Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, I talked about the Indianapolis Colts are going to have to change their name to the Indianapolis Geldings. And someone points out to me on the text line, what about Indianapolis? Forget the name of the team. They're going to have to change the name of the city. If you can't call them the Cleveland Indians, how can you call the city, the largest city in Indiana? Now think about it. You got to change the name of the state, too. It doesn't end. I didn't hear this one the other day. I guess this must have been on Tuesday when I took the slide. But this was Joe Biden introducing himself the other day. Cut number one.
You know, as the First Lady, I'm Joe Biden's husband.
I'm Joe Biden's husband. That's what he said. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. You know, you've been talking about the sports teams' names getting changed and all. How come no one's brought up the New England Patriots?
I know. I'm going to say if they have to change their names to an ice cream, they should go with a local flavor, the frozen puddings. How does that sound, John? The New England frozen puddings.
Yeah.
You can't call them the Indian puddings, that's for sure, because, again, you run into the Indian problem. But you're right. They changed the names of the UMass Minutemen. Remember that? They used to, the University of Massachusetts used to be called the Minutemen, but people said that was even though they fought for our freedom and our liberty from English colonial yoke, they had to change the name. I always said they just should put they had the logo of the Minuteman. All they had to do was put the earring in his ear or maybe his nose. And that would have made it okay. Joe Biden, do you think Joe Biden knew what QAnon was 2 or 3 days ago? I rather doubt it. But someone told him that they're saying that they suck blood from babies. And so now that's all he talks about. Now, whenever Republicans accuse him of anything, this is his response. Cut number one.
But some of the stuff, I mean, QAnon, the idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious. That's now you may not like me, and that's your right.
And then he went back to it again last night. He's on it. What's left of his mind? It's on his mind.
Cut to not defunding the police.
And are there people who in the Democratic Party?
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party who want us to
Mr. President?
I think the reporter had a good response. I'm not sure. And then, of course, you're in the background. Mr. President, what's your favorite ice cream today? I'm Howie Carr.